This is forbidden by God. Because at that time, the Gentiles, they worship idols. And to the point where it's very wicked. So to the point where they will go to the idol's temple to perform different sexual immoral acts.
所以当时即系呢个拜偶像系对啲男士系咁大嘅引诱。
So at that time, the idols are it's a huge temptation for the males in this.
因为佢哋系可以去呢个庙里边系搵娼妓。
Because they can go to the temple of the idols to search for prostitutes.
而当时嘅外邦女子，亦都系亦都系带嘅丈夫去啲庙里边嚟到同啲娼妓行奸淫。
So at that time, the Gentile woman would bring their husbands to the temple to perform sexual immoral acts. So when the Jewish married a Gentile, so they suddenly, it's just like an example of a person start doing drugs. You cannot stop it. And the Gentile woman will bring a lot of idols back to the house, to their home.
当时他们会将这个长子谋杀献给外邦的邪神。
And they would even kill their eldest son to offer it to the idols.
所以神是很痛恨拜偶像的人。
So God detests the people who worship the idols.
以斯拉记,他们建了这个圣殿之后,
so in Ezra, after they have rebuilt the temple, after a long time,
以斯拉圣殿起了之后,
after rebuilding of the temple,
60年之后,
60 years after,
以斯拉去耶路撒冷,
Ezra went to Jerusalem. So he realized lots of intermarriage between Gentiles and Jewish people. The most detestable thing to God is people who worship idols. So then Ezra rebuilt up the people.
And
he realized a lot of leaders worship idols and also have marriage with Gentile women.
Last
time I talked about how Ezra was praying outside the temple and he was very deeply
saddened.
So after the prayer, everyone was wanted to take out all the bad priests within the temple. So whoever that worship idols or also have intermarriage with Gentile females, lots of different groups to carry this act out. So after the prayer, Ezra was really sad and went back to live at a brother's home.
圣经里面在以斯拉记第十章说他去到一个人叫做以利亚撒的儿子里面
So in Ezra chapter 10, it says that Ezra went back to this person's name. So the people will actually spoke out the name of those who worship the idols. So the person who Ezra basically stayed with also worship idols. So the person also serves in the church, and he was also the leader. So this person, as he worships the idols, it's very focused and also it's really hidden. So even though Ezra lives in this house, he doesn't really know he worships idols. And don't even know their son also married a Gentile woman. But then people like the people able to find it out. If you do something in secret or hidden, at the end you'll find out. I went to an Indian church to serve once. Around 10 years ago. I served for 3 years. It's a very small family church. And I realized that the Indians were not able to go away from worshiping idols. Even if they're Christians. Even though a Christian, they can see a lot of idols in their homes. It's really funny. Before they're Christians, their idols will be on the wall. And after they'll take it down from the wall. So put a small idol in a cupboard. From big to small. Some put it in their pocket. How come there's still idols and wickedness within their home? So after a long investigation, they realized that even they took down one from the wall, there was a small one in the cupboard.
So Ezrai 说, 他们建了圣殿之后,
So Ezra said after they rebuilt the temple, so they have to reestablish the religious beliefs with the people. So everyone who married a Gentile female, their names will be spoken out. Ezra started this movement, but then he told basically the people to do it. In Nehemiah, same thing happened. So Ezra went back to Jerusalem. After they revised the people, so Ezra stopped in chapter 10. So when Nehemiah starts, it's 13 years after. 13 years later, Nehemiah went to Jerusalem. Two books are very similar. The characters are similar. Ezra is born in Jerusalem. He was born in Babylon because. So it's like people here in like the CBC. He's a CBC from far away, foreign country. But he loves his own people. Ezra is a priest. He's a young priest. So in Babylon, the Jewish people are starting to get rich. So in Babylon, they spent a couple hundred years. They from slaves become a rich nation. So after prayer, God told Ezra go back to Jerusalem.
It
took a long time for them to rebuild the temple.
It
took around 20 years. After Ezra went back. So after the temple had been rebuilt for 60 years, Ezra went back. Solidified their spirits. In Nehemiah. So the main character in Nehemiah is Nehemiah. He's not a priest. He's a CBC kind of. So in Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 11 it says he is a cupbearer to the king. He is a noble character that's close to the king.
He
He's not a noble.
但係佢係皇上身邊嘅大紅人。
But the king really likes him.
因為咧，佢同皇帝係服侍個皇帝飲酒。
Because he brings wine and different alcoholic beverages to the king.
當時個皇帝咧最驚人毒死佢啊。
So at that time, the king they were really scared that people would poison him.
所以凡係皇帝同人飲酒，一定要有個酒證。
So
whenever
the king have drinks or wine with other people, there'll be a cupbearer to test the wine before the king drinks it.
呢個酒證咧揾好多錢嘅。
So this cupbearer would make a lot of money.
呢份工大家希望做啊！
So this job we all want.
又有酒飲，對唔對？係嘛？
There's alcohol to drink.
又揾好多錢，對唔對
？And lots of money.
有機會會飲個毒酒啦，機會唔係咁大啊，對唔對
？So the chance of drinking poisonous alcohol is pretty low.
但呢份工唔係容易請嘅喎。
But this job is kind of hard to get.
因為咧，呢個人一定要好靚仔。
This guy or this person must be really good looking.
要英明神武。
Powerful.
即係要皇帝喜悅嘅。
The king likes him.
同埋應該有學問嘅喎。
Also, really knowledgeable.
因為點解咧？個皇帝如果悶起上嚟嗰陣時候。
So, but when the king is bored,
沒人跟他喝酒呢?
No one to drink with him.
他會跟酒證對飲啊，大家。
This cupbearer will drink with the king.
因為皇帝有時呢，他不想見那麼多人啊。
Because sometimes the king don't want to see a lot of people.
他想自己靜下。
Just want to be quiet by himself.
但你明白一個皇帝永遠不可以自己，很少自己一個人在度。
But the king is never always by himself.
一定會見到個酒證。
So always see the cupbearer.
所以一個酒證呢是皇帝很喜歡的人來的。
So the cupbearer is someone the king favors a lot.
皇帝會跟他暢談天下大事。
So the king will tell him everything about the nations and stuff.
他一定要對答如流啊。
And the cupbearer will have to be able to respond right away.
如果皇帝不喜歡他。
If the king don't like him.
那皇帝不會殺他的。
The king won't kill him.
那就叫他退休啦，就找第二個酒，就找第二個酒證。
Basically tell him to retire and he'll find a new cupbearer.
所以一個酒證呢，因為他可以接近皇帝。
Because the cupbearer can come in close proximity with the king.
So he 一定係有好大嘅權，佢其實係有好大權。
So because like I said, he's really close to the king. He has a lot of power.
So 呢個人可以咧影響朝政嘅喎。
So this person can influence the politics.
可以，如果一個好壞嘅人咧，佢可以謀害好多人嘅。
So if he was a bad person, he could kill a lot of people.
但如果一個好人咧，可以造福好多人。
If he is a good person, he could be a blessing to many people.
當時波斯呢?
In Persia?
當時個波斯王啊。
At that time, the Persian king.
我睇翻尼希米記第一章。
In Nehemiah chapter 1.
你就會睇到啦。哈加利亞的兒子尼希米的言語如下。
The words of Nehemiah, son of Hakalia.
尼希米記開始就講一個酒證。
So at first he talks about him giving a cupbearer.
呢卷聖經係佢寫嘅喎。
This book is written by him.
尼希米記嗰個主旨其實係講佢翻嚟起個城牆，起耶路撒冷嘅城牆。
And basically talks about coming back to rebuild the wall of the temple.
佢起城牆之後咧
，After rebuilding the wall，
跟住佢就重建人民嘅靈性。
And then he established the spirits of the people.
以斯拉就係講以斯拉記就講重建聖殿之後重建人民嘅靈性。
So when Ezra talks about rebuilding the temple, then establishing the spirits.
尼希米係類似嘅。
So in Nehemiah is similar.
你要明白當時嘅古老嘅城牆。
At that time, in the olden walls.
如果係破壞。
If it's broken.
如果係有地方係失修。
If it places that is damaged.
敵人可以隨時入去嘅。
Enemies can come in any time.
尤其是喺一個咁大嘅城市。
Especially if it's such a big city.
裏邊有咁多有錢嘅人。
Lots of rich people in there.
附近喺耶路撒冷裏邊住嘅人民，個個都係賊嚟嘅。
So everyone living around surrounding Jerusalem, they're all thieves.
如果你城牆唔好嘅話咧
，If your wall is not built strong,
人民係好痛苦。
The people with living within it will suffer a lot.
你可以話點解起咗個聖殿？
Why after building the temple?
點解個城牆係起唔到
？How come the wall is not built?
你發覺好特別喎。
It's very specific, really funny.
如果你真正係留心睇耶路撒冷嘅城牆咧。
If we focus on the wall around Jerusalem,
90年都起唔到啊。
It can't be built even through 90 years.
90年都係失修嘅。
Even after 90 years, it's still not been able to.
所以尼希米佢開始嗰陣時候就有人喺呢個耶路撒冷翻嚟同尼希米講説話。
So when Nehemiah is back, someone talked to Nehemiah.
就話耶路撒冷城牆而家更加損壞。
The wall in Jerusalem is actually even more damaged now. Everyone in the living in the city is suffering a lot. So this is the background. So if you want to see who has, like someone that has leadership, you have to read Nehemiah. So now in the present time, we like to say who has a leadership. If you want to talk about leadership, you have to read Nehemiah. Yeah, if you read Nehemiah, you will be able to find what is the leadership and the qualities of leadership. A wall that cannot be built in 90 years, Nehemiah came back in 52 days and was able to build it. How can he do such a thing? I remember my wife before went to Prince George. Was working in a hospital. So in 10 years, the financials was not able to rebalance itself. So basically, committee of the hospital committee fired the head doctor.
咁啊，炒咗個院長之後咧，就揾翻一個人喺一個退休咗個修女。
So after firing the doctor, we hired a nun, a retired nun.
叫佢出翻嚟。
Get her to come back out.
喺東部嘅，叫佢出翻嚟開嗰間即係。
Basically, come back out from retirement and to establish the hospital once again. So that nun was used to be a nurse. The vice president of the hospital. So in the hospital, there was 10 vice presidents, but she fired three. She fired seven of them. And lowered one. And hired my wife. And asked her to balance the expenses and the income. We threw a lot of prayer. Should we get her to accept the job or not? But then at the end, she decided to go. In a couple months, she's able to find a solution. So in half a year, she was able to balance the budget.
So I always think that Nehemiah's work.
So I always wonder, the work that Nehemiah did, can modern people do the same? So at that time, I keep on talking to my wife about Nehemiah. My wife is really good. The Lord have a lot of blessing for her. How come Nehemiah is able to succeed? Let's read chapter 1, verse 1. How come the son of
Hakaliah?
Why do we have to stress whose son it was? The name Nehemiah is actually used by a lot of
people.
So in Ezra, there was another Nehemiah, and also in Nehemiah, there was another Nehemiah that was named Nehemiah. So we have to understand that the Nehemiah is from the son of Hagla. So in the month of Kislev in the 20th year. So he was in the citadel of the Susa. In the citadel of the Susa. So that was the beginning of the story. The Kislev, whose king was this?
在位40多年。
This king reigned for 40 plus years.
是一个好的皇帝来的。
It's a very good king.
因为为什么呢?他妈妈是以斯帖啊。
His mom is...
Esther.
Oh, Esther.
妈妈是以斯帖。
His mother is Esther.
大家如果你即是次跟大家看以斯帖记的时候你会知道以斯帖做皇后不是容易的。
So、
是犹太的女子。
So later on, when we looked at Esther, we will understand that she being a queen is not easy because she is a Jewish person. In Persian history, after Esther married the king, and gave birth to King Haclia. Basically, the husband, after 10 years, he died.
結果這個兒子呢亞達薛西王呢
so, Haclia,
以一個青年人的身份呢做了皇帝
and he became a really young king.
他媽媽以斯帖呢
and,
在朝廷裡面幫他很多
so, his mother Esther helped him a lot in a lot of politics.
波斯人的歷史裡面
in Persian history,
說以斯帖呢
said Esther,
是一個很犀利的皇后來的
is a very powerful queen.
即是類似是中國慈禧太后
Almost like the queen in China.
即係話佢係點樣咧？話佢係話佢個話佢好叻，但係咧佢個仔咧好聽媽媽話嘅。
This story in China where the king really listens to the mother.
亞達薛西王二十年。
In King Kislev.
波斯歷史就話當時以斯帖咧就退咗休啦，因為覺得個仔夠叻啦。
So at that time, Esther pretty much retired. He is a good king. In his reign, in the month of Kislev, what time is this? With the present calendar is around November or December. In Middle East is around June. But in Persia, it's still a lot of drought is happening. And at this time, he was in Susa. Susa was what kind of a city? It's the capital of Persia. This city was the city where Daniel got this dream
in Daniel chapter 8, verse 1.
So in this city, the Lord always appears to his servants what his will is. So as it seems that Nehemiah don't have much to do except just bring the wine to the king. So sometimes if you're not doing anything, could something spiritual happen to you? I believe every day as he's going to work and then leaving work. Dear brothers and sisters, don't think that just because you're working or you're going to school, nothing is going to happen to you. And I always ask brothers and sisters, what are you doing this week? Oh, just going to work and leaving work. Oh, just going to school. Is it just like that? Sometimes as you're just going to work in a normal day, things will happen. David, as he's a shepherd, suddenly Samuel came and anointed him. When Saul is making bulls go away, cows walk away, what is it?
Was crowding cattle.
Crowding cattle.
忽然間，先知撒母耳又嚟安立佢。
Suddenly, Samuel came and also anointed Saul.
拿但業在呢個桑樹之下睇緊聖經嗰陣時候， 主耶穌同佢講啊，嗱，大業，我知睇緊邊段聖經。
Who's Nathaniel? Oh, Nathaniel, like while he's under the branch reading the Bible, God told him which one he was reading. Somebody, sorry.
Peter.
Peter.
同埋呢個雅各嗰班人打緊魚。
Fishing.
佢哋就遇到主耶穌。
And saw Jesus.
約翰同埋雅各。
John and James.
跟緊呢個施浸約翰噶。
Following John the
Baptist,
suddenly he saw Jesus walk across.
And
then we followed him.
So these people, it seems
like there's nothing special happening
in their lives. Just
going to work, leaving work.
We have
to understand,
God
will appear to you
different events.
When God appeared to you, if you don't have a heart that's willing to listen, but Nehemiah
do.
That's the first good character about
him.
In the 20th year of the Persian
king,
in the citadel, something happened.
Just
an ordinary day, but something unexpected happened.
A
couple of men came from Judah and asked him a couple of questions. People came from Judah.
我问他们, 那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹太人,
I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that survived the exile and just asked how are they doing.
大家看到那个特别吗?
Do you see the specific
of this?
It's the basically the people from Judah came to ask Nehemiah the question, not the other way around.
It's
true those people did go find him. So the first thing they say is not, oh Nehemiah, please save us. Nehemiah have to ask him. I'm going to ask you a simple question. How do we care for others? What indicates that we care for others? If you really care for someone, you will ask them how they're doing. Analyze your situation. So Nehemiah loves brothers and sisters. Truthfully. So I ask you, this type of love, does it come suddenly? No. Because Nehemiah always loved his brothers and sisters. In Chinese, there's this phrase, they say, you are in the enemy's camp, but you still care about your own country.
叻仔，哎，好嘢，好有學問，感謝主。嗱，佢就係咁樣嘅心態喎。
That's his attitude.
佢即刻問被掳嘅人點樣。
He asked about the people who were captured in exile.
佢嗱，佢講得好清楚，佢話逃脱咗嘅猶太人啊。
Those who were survived the exile.
同埋喺耶路撒冷佢哋點樣？
And those who are in Jerusalem, how are they doing?
他们对我说, 那些被掳归回的人, 在犹大省, 做大大的灾难啊。
So in verse 3, they said to me, those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace.
他们又在受凌辱,
and they are in suffering.
耶路撒冷的城墙,
the wall of Jerusalem
拆毁,
is broken down,
城门被火焚烧,
and the gates have been burned with fire.
你看这里, 你觉得很奇怪。
It is very interesting. How come God did not protect the city of Jerusalem? They already built the temple. And in Ezra, they'll talk about how the people already has been revived. But now, how come this ending?
This is the suspense.
So this is the suspense of Nehemiah.
后来你会睇到。
Later on, you'll be able to see.
原来嗰班人又系衰翻，又拜翻偶像啊。
Because the people went back to worship idols.
13年后啫嘛。
After 13 years.
嗰阵时候，以斯拉仲喺度嘅喎。
At that time, Ezra is still present.
以斯拉未，即系以斯拉未死喎。
Ezra is still alive.
即系佢喺度眼白白，即系仲喺度暗中喺度做，仲系拜翻偶像，仲系娶翻外邦人。
So even if Ezra is alive, the people went back to the idols and also married other Gentile women.
所以神罚佢哋啊。
So God was not pleased.
但呢度你睇唔到字，佢冇讲到。
And but at this point, you cannot see.
系后来讲嘅。
Because I'll talk about it later in the book.
即系表示神好公道噶。
Therefore, God is a just God.
亲爱弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果你离开神。
If you go away from God.
你话我唔再翻教会。
I'm not going to come to church anymore.
啊，但你人生里边冇事发生嘅喎。
When nothing will happen in your life.
唔系好嘢。
It's not a good thing.
神啊，佢要管教佢收纳嘅儿女啊。
God will teach and rebuke those his children.
神所呢个神所收纳嘅，神要管教。
Those the Lord adopt, he will teach and rebuke.
边啲神管教咧？
So who will the ones God rebuke?
嗰啲野仔叫做嗰啲私生仔，神就唔管教啦。
So those who are adopted that are not of his own, he will not teach.
以色列人啊，每次佢哋犯罪。每次犯罪離開神咧，神管教佢哋。
Every time Israelites do wrong things, God will punish them and also teach them and rebuke them.
我哋有時去探訪。
When we go on to when we go visit people.
探到一啲人以前係翻教會嘅。
We found that a lot of people they used to go to church.
而家話唔翻啦。
But now I don't want to go to church anymore.
點解啊？佢話要揾錢喎。
Why? Because I want to make more money.
咁我話。我揾錢同翻教會有乜分別啊
？And I ask him, what's the difference? Like making money and going to church is no.
佢話你等我揾夠錢我翻啦，而家。
And he said, after I make enough money, then I'll go to church.
咁會唔會啊
？Will you do it?
係咁，我話你啊講得唔啱咯，我話。
And he said, then you're wrong.
你講得唔夠高招。你不如引用 Rockefeller 講嗰句啦。
Maybe use what Rockefeller said.
Rockefeller 人哋叫佢翻教會，美國最大富豪啊嚇。
So Rockefeller is a billionaire in the U.S.
人哋叫佢翻教會。
When people ask him to go to church.
人哋叫佢退休啦。
When you tell him to retire.
佢我揾多一蚊，我咪翻嚟咯。
After I make one more dollar, I'll come.
咁啊仲好，佢有冇翻啊？肯定冇啦。
Did he go? No.
咁啊仲高招。
That's a more powerful phrase.
但係嗰個人咧，我同佢講，我話你知啊，你離開神。你有冇嘢發生啊？有冇不如意嘅事發生啊
？So when you depart from God, are there any uneventful events that happen?
如果冇嘅話，唔係好嘢啊。
If nothing happened to you, it's not a good thing.
如果神唔管教你，表示咩啊？你唔係佢兒女啊。
So if God don't teach and rebuke you, give you suffering, you're not His children.
有時神管教一個人喺呢度睇咧，初初你唔知點解。
So when God gives suffering to His children, you don't know why.
以斯拉即係呢個尼希米係局外人。
Because Nehemiah is someone that's out of the game.
但耶路撒冷嗰啲人啊，心知肚明啊。
But then the people in Israel they know what's going on.
後來咧，尼希米揾到個原因。
Later, Nehemiah was able to find out the reason behind this.
尼希米咧同以斯拉又唔同啊。
Nehemiah is quite different from Ezra.
以斯拉見到人民拜偶像，娶外邦女子。
So when Ezra saw the people worship idols and marry Gentile women. Because he is a priest.
他在神面前祈祷,
he prayed to God.
他哀哭,
he wept.
他掹自己头发,
he pulled his own hair out.
他掹自己须出来,
pulled his beard out.
尼希米呢?
But Nehemiah
回到耶路撒冷,
went back to Jerusalem.
他见到人民拜偶像, 娶外邦女子,
when he saw them doing the same thing,
你知不知道他怎么做啊?
What did he do? So when you don't accept the words from a godly servant, God will send another one who is more strict among you.
嗱，佢你可以睇见开始嗰阵时话咧，佢系一个忧国忧民嘅，好爱主、好爱自己弟兄姊妹嘅人。
So in the beginning, it says how Nehemiah loves God and also loves his brothers and sisters.
第四节话，我听见这个说话，佢哋坐下哭泣悲哀几日。
So in verse 4, it says, when I heard these things, I sat down and wept for some days.
猶太人講佢坐下咧，就唔係好似我哋講坐低嘅。
So when Jewish say that they sat down, it's not just like we sitting down on a chair.
喺咁嘅情況之下咧，係表示佢哋係 係佢哋好大嘅悲哀，係表示佢哋好似屋企死咗人，佢哋會咁做。
So in this situation, it's almost like someone died in their family.
有時有啲即係情況咧，佢話聖經話坐下咁嘅意思咧，表示佢係哀喪啊。They are he's in mourning.
So in different times when the Bible says they sat down, it means it's in deep distress and deep mourning.
佢話佢哭泣悲哀幾日。
He wept and mourned for a couple days.
在天上嘅神面前，佢禁食祷告。
So in front of the God in heaven, he mourned and fasted and prayed.
圣经里边所有神所用嘅
，So in the Bible, everyone that God used.
神所用嘅土牲
，And everyone that the God used, that's a CBC.
个个都系爱回翻自己嘅人民嘅。
They all love their own people.
如果有个土牲
，If there was a CBC.
唔识中文。
That don't know Chinese.
唔識中文唔緊要。
It's okay if you don't know Chinese.
但係唔愛中國人就有啲弊啦。
But if you don't like Chinese people, then that's pretty bad.
認自己中國人就有啲弊啦。
Don't admit that you're of Chinese ancestry.
我舊時嚟加拿大。
When I came to Canada.
嚟讀書嗰陣時候。
When I was studying.
有啲土生仔見有啲土生嘅見到我咧就話佢自己唔係中國人。
So a lot of Canadian-born Chinese said that they're not Chinese.
咁冇嘢，咁因為嗰陣時候中國係。中國窮啊！嗰陣時候嚇。
But it's okay. But at that time, China was really poor.
係而家唔同啊！而家西人都要學中文啊！而家。
But then now it's different. Even Caucasian people have to learn Chinese.
你唔好唔開心啊！佢唔係愛慕中國文化，佢想揾中國人錢咋。
Yeah, don't be too happy. They just want to make money. Pretty much.
一個真正好嘅土生。
But actually, that's a good CBC.
佢一定係愛自己嘅人民。
They will love their own people.
教育裏邊第一個睇嘅。第一個土生係邊個啊
？Who was the first CBC in the Bible？
我估係約瑟啦，去咗埃及做奴隸嗰個啦，後來成為丞相嗰個啦，對唔對
？So Joseph who went to Egypt and became the second in command？
唔係，佢算係土長，佢算係嚇。十幾歲佢被人賣，即係十幾歲俾人賣做奴隸，卅歲做咗丞相咁，佢算係土長。另外咧，但以利。
So next would be Daniel。
但以利真係土生嘅喎。
So Dan was born in a foreign.
土長啦，算係。以斯拉就土生啦。
So Ezra was also born in a foreign country.
尼希米又係土生。
Nehemiah also the same.
所有神所用嘅人啊。
So everyone that God used.
個個都唔會忘記自己嘅種族㗎。
They will not forget their ancestry.
個個都愛翻自己嘅人民。
They love their own people.
所以如果你係真正喺加拿大出世嘅。
So if you're born in Canada.
我鼓勵你，你就算唔識寫中文咧，快啲學講，快啲學聽。
So I ask you to, it's good to if you don't have the right, at least be able to read and I mean to talk.
快啲關心中國嘅事啊！
Pay more attention to the things happening in China.
因為呢個同你靈性有關係嘅。
Because this has importance to yourself.
尼希米就係咁樣。
Nehemiah was the same.
見到自己嘅人民痛苦。
When he saw the suffering of his own people.
佢會唔會唔理啊？唔睬啊
？Will he not care?
好奇怪就係點樣咧？就係即係而家連日本大地震咧，我哋中國都要捐錢俾日本人。
So it's kind of funny how even now when like the earthquakes happen in Japan, even Chinese people we donate money to the country.
連阿富汗都捐咗50,000喎。
Even Afghanistan gave 500,000。
嗰啲回教人話俾我哋日本人兄弟50,000。阿富汗好窮嘅國家啦嚇。
So the Muslim
50萬美金。
Muslim gave 500,000 US.
我相信咁，全世界日本人唔係咁多，但好多其他嘅民族都捐錢去幫手。
We understand that not a lot of Japanese people in the world, but a lot of different nations are willing to donate money to them.
而家中國咧
？And now China?
中國係咪冇問題咧？
Are there any issues in China?
中國我相信仲有好多好多問題。
I understand there's lots of different crises happening in China.
係未有再有大地震咋
？It's just that earthquake did not appear yet.
我哋到底我哋關唔關心我哋自己國家
？Should we care about our own country？
我哋真係要審問我哋自己。
We should ask ourselves.
你就算冇中文報紙都唔緊要，你上網會睇到好多中文，會睇到好多中國嘅新聞。
Even if you don't have Chinese newspaper, you can go online to you'll see a lot of news about China.
尼希米見到自己嘅人民痛苦。
Nehemiah wept and mourned for his own people.
佢即刻坐下。佢聽見聖經話，佢即刻坐下喎。
He sat down right away when he heard it.
哭泣悲哀。
wept and mourned.
佢唔係啊，一陣佢唔係做戲啊，佢哭泣俾我幾日嘅喎。
He's not just acting for show, but he actually mourned and fasted for a couple days.
跟住佢禱告禁食。
Then he prayed and fasted.
耶路撒冷有冇人係看顧佢咧？
Did people care for him in Jerusalem?
大概一百五十年前有一個先知叫做尼希米有咁講過一句説話。
So in 120 years prior to this, Jeremiah said this 150 years ago.
有一個先知耶利米。
And a prophet Jeremiah.
大家睇耶利米書十五章五節。
So let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 5.
耶利米書裏邊有講過。
So when Jeremiah reads, it says.
佢仲有冇人憐憫可憐耶路撒冷啊？仲有冇人為耶路撒冷悲哀啊？
So Jeremiah asks, is there anyone else in Jerusalem that will, or anyone that will care for Jerusalem and mourn for Jerusalem?
有冇人係轉身啊？睇下你仲係平安啊？
Will there anyone that turn around and ask, are there peace in Jerusalem?
有冇咧？
Are there anyone?
有啊，尼希米咪就係咯。
And there was Nehemiah was the one.
大家再睇詩篇137篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 137.
詩篇137篇。第一節去到第六節，呢個秘掳喺巴比倫嘅人寫嘅詩篇嚟嘅。佢我曾在巴比倫嘅河邊坐下，一直嚟到思想石安，我就喊啦。石安就即係耶路撒冷。
So by the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remember Zion.
我把呢個琴掛在那裏嘅柳樹上，因為在那裏掳掠我哋嘅，要我哋歌唱。搶奪我哋，要我哋嚟作樂説，給我唱首詩歌，俾作一首詩係唱耶路唱石安嘅歌。
So in verse 2 and 3 reads, "There on the poplars we hung our harps, for there our sculptors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, 'Sing us one of the songs of Zion.'"
我怎能夠在外邦唱耶和華嘅歌
？So people in they were in a foreign country, but they sang the song of Christ.
耶和華，如果我忘記你，正如我右手忘記呢個技巧。
So if I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill.
我如果唔忘記你，如果唔看顧耶路撒冷過於我所最喜愛嘅，正如我舌頭貼於呢個上堂。
So may my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy.
意思就係我寧願唔唱。
So it means pretty much, I'd rather not sing if I forgot you.
我哋點可以在外邦唱耶和華嘅歌咧
？How can we be a foreign?
呢個就係當時被掳嘅人嘅心智。
So this is the attitude of the exiles.
尼希米。
And Nehemiah.
我相信佢同樣有咁嘅心智。
Nehemiah has the same feeling.
佢在外邦，佢在呢個書山城。
So he is in a foreign country.
雖然佢每日見到個皇帝。
Even though he sees the king every single day,
佢有好大嘅間接嘅權。
He has a lot of power,
但佢唔以呢樣嚟滿足。
But he is not satisfied.
係咪淨係揾錢令到佢開心啦？唔係。
Is it money that makes him happy?
佢話：嗱，我哋留心佢禱告啊，點解佢呢個禱告係能夠喐動到神嘅手咧？點解禱告係有能力咧？
So we had to focus on the prayer. How come this prayer is able to move the hand of God?
我哋睇到佢係愛自己人民。
First of all, he loves his people.
另外佢用一句説話係好特別嘅，就係天上的神。
And then a really interesting phrase he uses, "O Lord God of heaven."
呢句説話咧，淨係喺被掳嘅人用嘅啫。
So this phrase is only used in the exiles.
天上嘅神呢個字，你可以喺但以理書見到。
And God of heaven, this phrase you can see in Daniel.
喺以斯拉記見到。
You can see in Ezra.
喺尼希米記你可以見到。
You can also see it in Nehemiah.
呢個字好特別嘅。
This phrase is really.
被掳前嘅猶太人唔識用呢個方法嚟到講神。
Prior to the exile, they don't know how to use this phrase to describe God.
表示呢啲係土生人講嘅説話嚟嘅。
So these are
土生仔講嘅嚇。
So these are the people who are born in a foreign country will say.
點解咁做？因為波斯人咧。係講呢個神，係講天上嘅神。
Because in Persia, this is what they say, the God in heaven.
但係波斯人初初唔講天上嘅神嘅喎。
But at first, the Persians don't say that.
波斯就講地上嘅神。奇怪，波斯人真正嘅名係地上嘅神。
So interestingly, in Persia, at first they will say the God of the earth.
但波斯人當佢 認識得猶太人之後，
but after they have acquainted with the Jewish people，
尤其是喺但以理書裏邊，但以理掌權嗰陣時候，
so especially when Daniel had power，
巴比倫人同埋波斯人開始接觸到以色列嗰個真神。
So when the Babylon and also Persian able to get in contact with the real God.
然後當呢個以斯帖咧在呢個波斯國掌權，即係做老佛爺嗰陣時候。
So when Esther was a whole power in Babylon.
波斯人開始一個新嘅名字。
Oh, Persia had a new name.
關於呢個天上萬物嘅真神，佢哋就話天上的神。
So in regards to our God, they'll say our God in heaven.
其他嗰啲偶像咧就地上的神。
So everything else, all the idols are just God of the earth.
那班土生呢？因為受當時嘅波斯人嘅文化。
So those who are born in the foreign country.
佢哋講神咧，佢哋就講識講天上的神。
Because of the tradition of Persia, they will say God of our heaven.
所以我可以睇見咧，嗱，我哋可以睇見尼希米係受當時文化嘅影響。
So we can see that Nehemiah is affected by the traditions of the country.
呢個唔緊要啊，呢個。
But that's okay.
因為好多土生人佢哋嘅思想其實係西化。
Because a lot of CBC, their thinking is very Caucasian.
嗱，點解咧？咁當你去見工就知啦。
So why? When you go to interview, you'll be able to see.
嗱，如果你見個唐人老闆
，Maybe see a Chinese boss.
咁佢問你識唔識嘢㗎？我點解要請你啊
？So I ask you. So do you know anything? Why do I need to hire you?
咁我哋香港出世嗰啲就我嚟學嘢㗎啫。
So in China, the Chinese people say, "I'm coming here to learn."
一個土生咧。
Those who are born here, they will not say that.
不然你會點講啊？
我好勁啊！我乜都識，我乜都識，我乜都識，我唔知，我乜都識噶，我乜都學曬。
係啦，嗱，啱啦。
但我冇咁講噶。嗱，我一定冇咁講。
He knows everything, right? Jonathan, what would you say? You know, well, you won't say I. You know, I come here to learn, right? You say I come here to produce, right? To make you rich, right? Because I know exactly what's going on, right? You would say that, 對唔對？
What?
有冇分別啊？好有分別喎。
So there's a big difference between those who are born in Hong Kong and in China and also those.
所以好多土生嘅翻香港有一個好大嘅文化嘅問題，就係喺我哋嚟講咧，我喺加拿大好耐，是就是，非就非。
So in a lot of CBC going back to China to work, there's a lot of a traditional gap.
嗱喺我嚟講咧，我喺加拿大內咧 ，yes 咪 yes，no 咪 no 咯，係咪啊？
So in Canada, we know if something that's right, then it's yes or yes, and no or no.
But in Hong Kong, you can't.
But in Hong Kong, you can't. In China, you can't say that.
Chinese people's 谈话艺术呢?
So the literature skills in China.
佢哋會講到一個其實 no 咧，好似講到 yes 咁樣噶。
So their no is almost a yes, but then you interpret it as a no.
佢話 yes 咧，其實話係婉拒，即係其實係 no 嘅。
When they say When they say yes, their body gestures will punish show it's a no.
Jonathan, you have a problem going to back to work in Hong Kong.
So a lot of CBCs will have a problem.
I will have a problem too now because I'm getting too Canadianized. 我都有問題。
So even Simon will have a problem when you go back to Hong Kong.
所以有啲土生翻香港話，成啲同事話請佢食飯都唔係嘅。
So a lot of CBC will go back. No, a lot of coworkers say they'll treat me to lunch or treat me to dinner, but then they're just lying.
香港人好中意講大話。
They like to lie.
其實係咁講啫嘛。
They're just saying it just to make you feel good, but they won't do it.
係咪係一個客氣嘅説話啫嘛
？It's just like it's a good way to make friends.
咁我哋以為真啦，我哋。
So we think it's true. They like us.
嗱，我哋大家要明白嘛。
We have to understand.
嗱，尼希米其實佢係攞咗一啲波斯嘅風俗嘅。
So Nehemiah took with him some traditions from Persia.
但係佢冇因為嗰啲波斯風俗影響到佢。
But he did not let the traditions to affect his relations with God.
大家明白到一個神所用嘅人。
So we understand that the ones used by God.
佢跨越兩個唔同嘅文化。
To cross between two different traditions.
佢跨越兩個唔同嘅信仰啊。
To cross between two different religious beliefs.
佢識得揀啊。
And he was able to choose which one was correct.
佢識得揀最好嘅。
He chose the best of the two.
今日加拿大好多人。
And in Canada, there's lots of people.
已經唔翻教會。
Don't go to church.
加拿大嗰啲細蚊仔嗰啲西人咧
，a lot of Caucasian children
喺佢哋嚟講咧
，to them
冇天上嘅神啊
，there is no God in heaven。
個地上的神咧就係佢哋嘅錢就係個土福。
So the God of the earth is the stomach and also money。
我哋喺土生嘅
，and those who are born here，
我哋要小心啊
，we have to be careful。
你哋唔好跟嗰啲人啊
，don't follow to the tradition。
你跟咗嗰啲人以為佢神係自己土福嘅話咧，你會離開神啊。
So if you follow them and think that your stomach is your God, then you will leave God。
你唔识得喺神面前哭泣啊。
You don't know how to weep in front of God.
你唔识得喺神面前悲哀。
You don't know how to mourn in front of God.
嗱，佢祷告出嚟嘅能力就系佢识得喺神面前悲哀。
His power of prayer is because he can mourn, know how to mourn in front of God.
喺度禁食，喺度祈祷啊。
And he fast and prayed to God.
然后佢祈祷啦。
And then he prayed.
佢讲咗，佢话耶和华天上嘅神啊。
He said, "O Lord God of heaven."
呢段圣经第四节、第五节讲咗两次天上嘅神。
So in verse 4 and 5, it said twice.
他知道神是掌管天地万物的。
He knows that God holds everything in heaven and earth.
一个要到神施恩宝座的祷告呢，我们看到有三方面。
A prayer that can move God's hand has three things we need to note.
第一方面，他是敬拜神。
Number one, he praised God.
在第五节我们看到。
In verse 5, it reads.
跟着他是承认自己有罪。
And then he admit that he has sinned.
第三样。
And the third one.
他在神面前有呢个信心，神会出手，神会帮。
And he has faith in God.
嗱，我哋今日同大家分析呢三段嘅祷告。
We'll analyze the three verses here.
第一就系话佢明白神嘅属性。
We understand God's character.
佢话神系大而可畏嘅。
God, you're an awesome God.
你向爱你嘅人守你自己嘅诫命。
You show those who love you, obey his commands.
你会守约。
You will hold your promise.
你会施慈爱。
You will give mercy to them.
嗱，呢个就系神嘅属性。
And this is God's character.
神嘅属性系爱。
God is love.
但系神系大而可畏。
But God is also awesome.
今日好多人系点样咧？人佢就怕，神佢就唔怕。
So a lot of people today they're scared of people but not God.
佢话神啊，你系大而可畏嘅神。
So first he says, God, you are an awesome God.
但佢跟住佢话嗱，呢句说话咧，大而可畏嘅神咧，会教徒会识讲。
So this phrase, awesome God, the Muslims will know how to say it.
守约施慈爱嘅神，会教徒睇唔到。
But the Muslims fail to see God holds his promise and gives mercy to his people.
会教徒净系话神系有怜悯啫，佢净话 Allah is merciful。但佢睇唔到神系爱。
The Muslims will only see that their God is merciful, but no love in them.
所以我常常同啲回教徒有时辩论下。
So I like to argue, or talk about religion with the Muslims.
我问啊，我话你话神系进化咗定退化咗啦？
Do you think your God have advanced or has fossilized? Or I don't know.
Has God evolved or devolved?
Oh, evolve, yeah, or devolve.
Devolution. 到底系咪边样咧？到底啊？哇！圣经里面所讲呢个神系慈爱嘅。
So in our Bible it says our God is love.
守约嘅。
I will hold your promises.
你嗰个神咧
？How about your God?
呢个神系杀人放火嘅喎。
Your God will basically start fires and kill people.
佢个神可以毁约都得嘅喎。
Your God can also
break his promise. 可以讲大话都可以嘅喎。
Can also lie.
回教嗰神啊，好特別噶。
So the Muslim God is really different.
佢話個阿拉神咧，在人之上。
So it said that the Allah is above people.
在法律之上嘅。
Above the law.
可以講大話都可以嘅。
He can lie.
可以唔守約都可以嘅。
He can break the promise.
係冇人可以將呢位神咧拉去坐監，因為佢做乜都可以嘅。
So no one can put this God in jail because he's above the law.
所以大家明白點解回教社會裏邊咁多？咁多殘暴，知唔知點解？所以明點解回教社會裏邊咁多槍，即係咁多槍殺咧
？So you guys understand why in the Muslim countries there's so many different like bad things happen.
佢哋拜嗰個神啊，跟翻佢哋自己個神咯。
Because the God they worship also did the same thing.
聖經話呢位神啊守約噶噃。
But in the Bible it says our God he holds the promises.
佢自己同人立約嗰陣時候啊，佢自己喺呢個約裏邊，佢自己自律噶。
When he created the covenant, he's also like he holds it within
himself. 回教徒嗰个神啊，唔需要守约嘅。
So the Muslim God don't have to hold true to the covenant.
所以而家你点解点解见到回教徒忽然间话停火又开火咧
？So how come the Muslims say we'll stop the fire and also start the fire?
咁啊，就系因为佢哋个神系咁咯。
Just because same thing like their God, they can do whatever he wants.
佢话边个有能力就边个系好似神咁样啦。结果我有枪，我有钱，我咪得咯。
So in the Muslim country, they say whoever has power, it will just be like a god. So whoever has guns, whoever has money, and there you go.
所以大家可以睇到啊， 圣基督教的圣经里面所说的神是什么？是守约和施慈爱的神来的。
So in the Bible, our God is the one who holds the covenant and also gives love to his people.
同埋系点一个？愿你睁眼看，侧耳听你仆人昼夜喺你面前为众人以色列嘅民祷告。
And he also said, "Let your ear be attentive to, and your eyes open to the, and hear the prayer of your servant is praying before you day and night."
嗱，圣经里面所讲嘅神点样啊？唔系净止系一个大而可畏嘅神。
He's not just an awesome God.
是一个很爱我们的神来的。
He's a God that loves us.
他可以睁眼看，可以侧耳听。
He can listen and he can hear.
他昼夜在神面前，尼希米昼夜在神面前来到祈祷。
So we pray before God day and night.
尼希米的祷告为什么是成功？
How come his prayer is able to succeed?
因为他昼夜在神面前祷告。
Because he prays day and night.
他知道有件好大嘅事会喺佢身上里边发生。
Because he knows something great will happen in his life.
经过祷告之后咧
，through prayer，
我相信佢知道神啊叫佢翻去起翻耶路撒冷嘅城墙。
And he knows that God is calling him back to rebuild the wall in Jerusalem.
呢度冇讲得清楚。
This is not clearly said in
here. 第二章一开始嗰时候，你又会睇到。
But later on you'll see.
佢即刻有行动。
There is action. He takes right away.
一个人祈祷，神会带佢个道路。
So when someone prays, God will lead him.
我同弟兄姊妹分享過一個見證。
I shared with you brothers and sisters a testimony.
我初初舊時考到會計師嗰陣時候。
When I got my license for accounting.
我屋企好想我翻去香港。
My family want me to go back to Hong Kong.
我哋加拿大讀書係我叔公我嚟讀。
My uncle basically gave me money to come to school.
我叔係一個醫生。
My uncle he's a doctor.
咁佢好想我翻香港成為一個成功嘅會計師。
He wants me to go back to Hong Kong to be a successful accountant.
佢話佢仲識得有一個香港一個出名嘅會計師。
He said he knows someone that's very famous in Hong Kong as an accountant.
想揾人嚟到參加佢間公司。
He wants me to go to his company to work.
因為話佢咧係嗰間公司咧係會做好多好多客咧帶啲客上市嘅。
Because that company a lot of clients will put their company on.Stock market.
Yeah, very good.
So if you go back to Hong Kong and follow under him, you will be rich. So I prayed. God blocked that opportunity. God did not allow me to do that. So I told my uncle, God don't want me to go back.My uncle was really mad. So my uncle said, if you're in Canada, you're going to die of hunger or you're going to die of cold. So he said that to me a couple of times. So at that time, the financial or the market in Canada was pretty bad, but in Hong Kong was really good. So it's almost like it might happen. But then I found.After quite some time,
我就知道了。那個會計師呢?
So I realized and I found out that accountant
是後來被人哋被香港廉政公署嚟到係調查。
So they were investigated by the ICAC. Sorry, I don't know what that. I tried.
That's good enough. 係香港廉記啊，查佢啊。
The police investigate his work.
同埋商業案嘅商業犯罪調查組，亦都係控訴佢。
So the business investigative group of Hong Kong investigated his business.
香港會計師公會啊，亦都係調查緊佢。
The committee of Hong Kong also investigated his business.
原來佢做假數啊，原來。
Because he fraud his books.
佢夾硬嚟到即係做假數，帶人上市嚟賺錢啊。
So basically, fiddle with the numbers to make.Like change the number so it's not true.
到後來咧，佢喺深圳死嘅。
So he died in 深圳。
八好似一九唔知八八三八四，佢喺深圳死。
So he died in 1984.
嗰陣時深圳係好荒無地方嚟嘅。
So that time,
佢走佬啊。
So he had to leave.
佢走佬喺嗰度心臟病死嘅。
And then as he's leaving, he died of a heart attack.
他老婆现在正在做戏的,
so right now, his wife is actually an actor in Hong Kong.
好像不知道五乜乜啊，做戏的, he's
still an actor and having movies.
是啊，大家现在我看到了，现在。
But now I can see.
如果我回香港，我会怎样跟他做，你猜我会怎样啊?
So if I go back to Hong Kong, this is what's going to happen.
我相信他什么都叫我签名啦。
So everything I have to sign.
那么接着怎样呢?
So then what happened?
我相信西敏好今日唔同你哋講得到噶啦。
So I believe that myself.
我相信可能我匿咗泰國啦，可能。
I might be hiding in Thailand.
或者唔係我可能坐十零年監喺赤柱啦，可能啊。
Or maybe I'll be in jail in Hong Kong.
可能而家就同黑社會做緊數都未定嘅。
Or maybe with the gangsters in Hong Kong is doing their books, doing their numbers.
神保守咗我啊。
But God protected me.
所以當一個人在神面前祈禱的時候
So when God prays in front of God
神會帶領他做一些事
So God will lead him to do a couple of things
尼希米在神面前說
So Nehemiah said in front of God
我代表人民向你認罪
So I represent the people and want to repent
你留心聖經裡面說到他的認罪他的禱告
So we need to be careful and look at what he said about repentance
他用我們那個字是多少次我们以色列人向你犯罪，我与我父家有罪。我们向你所行的事是邪恶。
So how many times did Nehemiah said we in the passage?
他有没有说他们啊？有没有说
Did he say they?
有没有啊？是不是尼希米犯罪？
Did Nehemiah sin?
今天我们在神面前，在神家里面服侍神，我们千万不要指控人。
So when we are serving today in God's temple, we should not accuse others.
因為當你指指口控訴下控控下訴嗰陣時候咧，個手指會轉翻頭指翻自己嘅。
So when you point at other people, the more you point, it'll point to a point where it'll point back at yourself.
你不如話我哋一齊犯罪咪仲好。
So one of us,
一個神仆人嘅禱告就係會咁講嘅，我哋一齊犯罪啊。
So a servant of God will say, "We have sinned."
我與我父家都係有罪啊。
So me and my whole family has sinned.
其實唔關佢事嘅。
But then really, it's not his fault.
我们向你所行的心是邪恶的。
And he said, we are wicked. We acted wickedly towards you.
没遵守你藉着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命。
He says, we have not obeyed the commandments and decrees.
时间关系没同大家有这个详细时间看。
Because of time limitations, we cannot go deeply into this.
摩西的诫命。
The law of Moses.
在这个申命记。
In Deuteronomy.
第28章。
28,
29章同30章，三章裡面講得好清楚。
29
to 30。佢呢度係節錄摩西所講嘅説話。
So right here, just taking bits and pieces of what Moses wrote in Deuteronomy。
個大意就係話，當以色列人如果係要敬拜假神嗰陣時候嘅話，神一定追討。
So basically, the main theme is if Israel were to do what God dislikes, God will atone for their sin。
猶太人最大嘅問題。
The biggest sin of Jewish people
就是拜偶像
is worship idols.
他始终甩唔到拜偶像
You just can't get away from that.
因为呢个好似鸦片烟咁样，食完之后又食翻，戒咗之后又食翻。
So this is just like drugs. You stop and you just can't stop it.
神话如果佢哋系咁做嘅话
，And God, God said if you keep on doing that,
神会分散佢哋在万民当中。
God will basically scatter them among the different nations.
但如果你归向神嘅话
，But then if you go back towards God.
谨守遵行神嘅说话
，and obey his commandments，
神就系会将被赶散嘅人咧，神会叫佢哋召集翻翻嚟。
Even though they're spread or exiled, they will gather them back to the place they have chosen。
虽然喺天涯海角，我会将佢召翻嚟。
So even on the furthest horizon, they will gather them from there and bring back to the place they have chosen。
呢件事咧，我哋只可以从圣经里边睇，只可以从千禧年角度，我哋就会睇到。So 主再来，我哋就会见到。
So this situation we can only observe and see in the future, the 1,000 years.
到而家猶太人都仲係分散咗。
So at this point in time, the Jewish people they're still scattered among the world.
而家好少人殘害猶太人啦，除咗中東。
So there's not a lot of people that will try to kill the Jewish people.
而家猶太人好有錢啦。
And right now the Jewish are really rich.
喺巴黎啊，喺紐約啊，喺香港啊，好多好有錢嘅猶太人。
So in like Paris, Hong Kong, and New York, there's lots of really rich Jewish people.
南美亦都好多有錢嘅猶太人。
Even Africa?
南美 South Africa.
Oh, South Africa.
南非都有。
南非。Okay.
South Africa 都有好多有錢嘅猶太人。
So even in South Africa, lots of really rich Jewish people.
印度都有好多有錢嘅猶太人。
Even in India, there's lots of rich Jewish people.
但你問嗰啲猶太人，你問佢，你話你嘅心智係點樣咧
？So if you ask any of those Jewish people, so how's where's your heart right now?
佢就明年我哋翻嚟耶路撒冷。
They will say next year we will go back to Jerusalem。
個個都咁講。
Every single one of them will say that。
佢原來佢嘅心始終都喺翻耶路撒冷。
Because their heart is always to their own country, Jerusalem。
呢個説話係佢哋 被人害、被人殘害嗰陣時候，佢哋會咁講。
So this phrase it will say, when they were going to suffer.
佢集中營裏邊都會咁講，明年我哋去，我哋喺耶路撒冷見。
So we will see you tomorrow, or next year in Jerusalem, to each other.
猶太人當時喺尼希米記寫嗰陣時候咧，係分散咗。
So when Nehemiah wrote this, the Jewish people are spread it out.
九成嘅人喺呢個波斯。
90% is in
Persia.
Only 1% went back to Jerusalem. So in this situation, in their heart, they're always wanting to go back to Jerusalem. Because they are rich in their own. A lot of them don't want to leave
the riches.
So there was a very, like, so specifically God said, if you are you sin in me, I will scatter you.
But interestingly
enough, anywhere they go, they will become rich. So in the Bible it says they're always a minority. So no matter where they go in the world, they will become the richest of the rich. But the main focus is that in the future they can go back to Jerusalem to live. So this is the theme in Nehemiah. So there his prayer of repentance. The third thing. From 10:10 to 11. So it says in the verse 10 and 11, and they are the servants of your people, whom you redeem by your great strength and your mighty hand. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of the servants. So, so that we have a blessing in front of this man, the king. So he knows when he prays, God will ask him to do one thing. To do something that man cannot do by himself. And that is to be called back to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall. So in Nehemiah, the wall in Jerusalem, so in 90 years it has been abandoned. So do you think just one person can go back and change anything? Do you think one person has the power? But because he prayed, he know he has the power to do so. Because he know God will entrust him with such a big job. So in our church, we always talk about we need to go out and expand the church. So when Pastor John said we're going to go to the north side to,
是不是兩年前啊,
it's 2 years ago.
大概兩年多前的事,
around 2 years ago.
他自己在靈修裡面, 他看到神的呼召,
he said that God spoke to him that we have to go to the north side.
那時候呢,
so I believe at that time there's only a couple of us. So we're in the conference room and just one big table. So at that table we can sit 3 people. So a key is we're going out to do visitations. So when Pastor talk, there's only a couple of people who will listen. So I'm thinking to myself, well, we can. How can we build the church? And so those who came, they were just old, elderly people. They don't even come anymore. So in the north side, how many people are there now? So in the south, right? North side.
In Yellowbird.
Oh, south, sorry. In the south side, there's more people than in here. More people than us now. So then Pastor John felt there was a God's calling to go to the north side. And God opened the way for us again. So now? So now he's calling us to do even more. Now we're going to St. Albert. So yesterday was our first service there. So is it possible?
面前，凡事都可以做到啊。
So in him all things is possible.
我哋教会系叫做使徒圣经教会。
So、our church is called Apostolic Bible Church.
我相信如果我哋读信圣经。
So we believe if we read the Bible.
神会叫我哋做一啲嘢系我哋未谂过。
God will call us to do things we have not even think about.
耶和华嘅祷告。
And Nehemiah's prayer.
佢祷告里边咧表示佢系熟悉圣经《申命记》里边28章佢第30章里边所讲嘅说话。
So in his prayer, we understand that Nehemiah understands Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 20 and 30. Why did God listen to Nehemiah's prayer? Not because he prayed and mourned, but because he understands his word. You want to see who knows how to pray? Just know like, how much he knows about the Bible.
He can see from the Bible, people are in sin.
So from the Bible, he knows that the people have sinned. So at that time, he probably don't understand why the wall is still damaged and still not rebuilt. But then through his prayer, he knew that the people have sinned. So in front of God, he prayed for his own people. Then at the end, he says, he identifies himself as the king's cupbearer. So next time, we'll talk about how did God open his ways. And then we'll look at chapter 2, verse 1, really quickly. In the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was brought for him,I took the wine and gave it to the king. And that's how we start the second chapter. In Nisan, in 20th king, so that month is around March. So after his prayer, in around 4 months, God have moved his hands. So from November to March, after that, God have opened a special opportunity for him. And next time we will talk about it. So someone who have actual leadership, how does he create opportunities for himself? How does he grasp opportunity before him?He did two things. He knows how to run the boat down the river, like with the current. He knows how to use his resources to achieve his ways. He knows how to use the resources of others to do his own things.
大家學下佢啊，順水推舟借聽國和，好使得嘅。
So everybody learn from him. Use others' resources and use different opportunities to achieve his own works.
同埋拿住機會啊。
And hold on to every opportunity you have.
我哋下次同大家睇下點解佢咁叻。
So next time we will see how come he's so powerful.
啲人常常話，當你睇《三國演義》咧，你就可以學得點樣喺度喺呢個商場裏邊運用。
So a lot of times we look at in China the three kingdoms and three kingdoms, right?
You can use it in a commercial world.
Oh, use it in a commercial world.
你不如睇聖經啦。
How come you just maybe just read the Bible then you'll know?
你不如睇尼希米記。
Maybe read Nehemiah.
你可以知道一個成功嘅企業家一個創業嘅人啊係點樣識得拿住機會。
So we understand someone who is successful how he get his opportunities.Someone who starts from scratch, you look at Nehemiah. So let's pray. Lord, I ask you to protect our brothers and sisters. As we see in Nehemiah, that is filled with the Holy Spirit. He's such an intelligent person. He knows how to obtain the opportunities. And he's also filled with the Spirit. That all he has, just basically focus on one thing, to give blessing to his own people, to bring people towards you. Lord, we ask you to look at us. We can have the same heart as Nehemiah. So all our CBCs here
生命。
We'll have the life of Nehemiah.
爱自己的国家。
Love our own country.
爱自己的人民。
Love our own people.
熟读圣经。
Read the Bible.
肯祈祷。
Be able, want to pray.
肯摆上。
And be able to sacrifice yourselves.
肯真正爱人。
And learn how to love each other.
又爱主。
And love God.
我哋感谢祈求。
And I pray all these things.
奉我主耶稣基督嘅名祷。
And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.